if you can see it, taste it, touch it, hear it, or smell it, it is a false creation and was not made by God. It's a creation recounted in the second chapter of Genesis, a mind creation, a dream. Now, hear this truth. If you can see, hear, taste, touch, or smell yourself, it is a false self and was not made by God. And so we see, we have been dreaming of a false self. And yet, there is a real self. There's another self here now, closer than breathing, closer than this false sense of self, nearer than hands and feet, nearer than the false sense of self. Perhaps we have not been acquainted with this self. Maybe we've lived an entire lifetime in a false sense of self. Truth is shocking. I repeat that a lot, because it's true. If you and I were standing on the shore of a lake and we looked out and some man was walking across the water, our mouths would drop open. We would stare in shock. How is he doing that? But there's a worse one than that, much more shocking. And that is, if we went into a mausoleum and we opened the drawer where a man had been dead for 3 days, and someone standing near said, "Arise, come forth." And the sheet was pulled down, kicked off, and that body stood up and started walking towards us and stretched forth his hand and said, "Hello, I'm John Smith, and I was dead." We would be standing in utter shock, probably unable to shake that hand, staring, eyes bulging. The human mind could not conceive of it. And so now I give you the truth that's worse than those two. And if you hear it, it is shocking indeed. If you can see, hear, taste, touch, or smell yourself, It is a false self and was not created by God. And if it was not created by God, it is what's been referred to as the arm of flesh. It is dead flesh and has no life in it. Now, where is self? There is a self, because it has already been told to us. In the beginning, God created man. God created manifestation in His image and likeness. And so, there's only one self, and that self was created by God in the image and likeness of God. Was that self created? And so the one self, the God self, is the only self that was ever created. And that self is you. Now, not at some future time. Listen to me. Paul understood this, was coming to understand it. So clear was his understanding that he stated it. And he said, "For this mortal must put off mortality, the false self, and put on immortality." Put on the one immortal self. This is what we are here to do. We are here to surrender that self which we can see, hear, taste, touch, or smell. And we are to embrace and accept and realize, make real, that self which is a mortal being. That self which is invisible to these senses. There is an invisible self right here, right now. And that self is yourself. It's the only self made in the image and likeness of God. Invisible, incorporeal, immortal, eternal, from everlasting to everlasting. That self, yourself, myself. Now, that self is the self you must realize. You cannot become what you already are. And so there's no straining to become that self. No, you cannot become that self. But you can become consciously aware of that self. Because until you are aware of that self, for you, that self does not exist. And even though you live and move and have your being in that self, you are totally unaware of it if you are only living in the senses. And so our mission, our work, is to step into our own immortal self, our one immortal self. immortal self. Now, in meditation, we become still. And the false sense of self, the senses, become quiet. And in the stillness, in the quiet, we become aware. In that silence, there's a movement. There's a quickening. Something moves. And we feel it. We sense it. We know it. And that something is yourself, your real self, made in the image and likeness of God. That self must take over your entire living experience. That self must be the only self where you appear to be. This is our work. For years we have talked about the presence of Christ, the presence of God, and how that presence moves into our experience, and we have a healing of our finances, or a healing of our body, or a healing of our relationships. And we take joy in knowing that the presence is real and really does have an effect in our experience. And we take great joy in that. We share the experience with one another, how wonderful it is. And that's great. I'm not taking away from that. I'm not going to take away from that. What I am saying today is, that's not enough anymore. It is time to come up higher. It is time to heal the division. It is time to be consciously aware of that self, living itself as yourself. It is time to be that Christ presence. It is time for that Christ presence to live where you have appeared to be. And so let's repeat it again. If you can see, hear, taste, touch, or smell yourself, that self is a false creation and was not made by God. Yourself that must live now where you have appeared to be is the invisible, incorporeal, immortal, eternal, divine self, God. There is no God in this world unless there is a conscious awareness of God. There is no God up in heaven which we will someday meet. The only God there is, the only God there has ever been, the only God there will ever be is your invisible self. Now, I, myself, and the Father, God, are one. One self. Stay with that. I, my invisible self, and God, the infinite self, are one self. This is myself, and I will allow this one self to live its life right here where I am. Without taking thought, without having a desire, I, the one self, will function, will take over, will live, am living. And my conscious awareness of myself is the only God there will ever be. Now, when we meditate, let us not meditate with any other goal than the conscious awareness of the one self that I am. This is the coming of Christ into conscious awareness. And I will raise him up again at the last day. The last day is today. The last day is the day when you recognize and realize the one self. And the one self, I, will raise you up into myself. All that I have is thine. All the one self has, you are. All the one self has is you. All that the one self has is flowing now forth as you. And now rest. There's nothing to do. There's only this moment of conscious awareness of the one self. One infinite, eternal self. Here I am. Blessings. Blessings. Have I been so long a time with you, and thou hast not known me? know me now. I have come, and I have come quickly, and I have come that they might have life, my life, abundantly. The glory that you had with the Father before the world was. This is the glory you had before the world was. Before the false self was created. Here is yourself. Sell all that thou hast, and I give you your infinite self.